Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم.
Yes, Jazakallah khair, brother. The comment is well taken. What the people say that the Muslims in at large today, they are not comparable to the Sahaba in their attitudes and in their behavior and their work. That comment is well taken and that's observable, and we see that. We see that among us, among the majority of the Muslims in the world. And that is a main problem. That's a major problem. That's why you would see, well, coming up Laylatul Qadr, watch it on TV, and watch it here too, when you attend it here. But watch Laylatul Qadr as in Mecca. More than 3 million people, they will be gathering in the same place, and all with their hands up, making dua for all the cases of the Muslims. At the end of the day, we all return from Laylatul Qadr, from all of this dua, from a night where the dua is the best answered, but then we come back to the same situation. Poverty continues to persist, occupation continues to be all over, the tyrants continue to kill people in Syria and in Egypt and all these places. What's going on? This has been going on time and time again, year after year. This istighatha is not being responded to. There is something wrong. What is that wrong? Well, this ayat that talks about this issue is, when it comes to us, the people, when it comes to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, so, and I have faced that many times, and you faced it many times. When we talk about this issue of the rules, whose rule should prevail? Is it the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal or the rule of the people? And you will see many Muslims, they would say, yeah, the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal are nice, are good, but when they say but today, this but itself, you are butting Allah Azza wa Jal. That doesn't conform to this ayat. Says, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When someone says, look, al-hukum belongs to Allah, you better be quiet. You better be quiet. You better say yes. مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah Azza wa Jal makes a decree, you cannot have a second opinion. It's not about options. I can have option between me and you, but when it comes between me and Allah Azza wa Jal, what option I have? He created me. The one and only one option I have is to say, yes, Lord, yes, Rabb, yes, Allah. I accept. So we have that issue in our minds, the way we are raised, the way we are brought up in our deen, in our schools, in our curricula, we are brought to challenge and to argue with Allah, to argue about Allah. يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنْ. That's what one of the ayat in Surah Al-Anfal. They argue about the haqq after the haqq is being clear, which is not right. كَأَنَّهُمْ يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah says, actually this ayah describes the munafiqeen, not the Muslims. When they are told to go to fight, they move as if they see death in front of them instead of seeing victory. But the real belief, what we really have to teach ourselves, we have to teach ourselves one, those two, three things which Allah talked about in the Quran. Look, whenever the ayat of Allah, whether it comes in the Quran or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever they are mentioned, it doesn't matter what they are, what they pertain to, whether it's to my lifestyle, whether it's to my treatment with my wife, with my family. Look how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded. And when I said we have to resemble them, we have to make it happen. I have to put it in my mind. I have to do like that. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one day, he said about Mustah, one of the companions who spoke bad about his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha. He spoke bad about her in the issue that we all know in Surah An-Nur was revealed. Abu Bakr used to pay this man a stipend on a monthly basis. He used to pay him money to support him. He said, wallahi, after this day, I'm not going to pay this man any money. After all, he talked about my own daughter, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He talked bad. He talked wrong. He fabricated things. He spread bad news. And then, this is what happened. Then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed an ayah in Surah An-Nur saying, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ أَنْ يُنْفِقَ مِنْ سَعَتِهِ. The one who has abundance and enough money should not refrain from spending part of his money on the muhajirin, the masakin, the muhajir, the miskin. It doesn't matter who. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. In the ayah says, don't you want Allah to give you forgiveness, to forgive you? Don't you love the forgiveness of Allah? Abu Bakr says, wallahi, I love Allah to forgive me. I'm going to pay this man. Immediately, he did not hesitate. تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتُهُمْ إِيمَانًا. This ayah was revealed. Abu Bakr heard the ayah. He said, ah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he's talking about me. Because I stopped paying that man because of what he has done. So Allah says, look, if you continue to pay him, you pay him, then Allah will forgive you. Would you like Allah to forgive you? He said, of course, I would like Allah to forgive me. And tell Mustah that I am paying him more than I used to pay him before. That's how the attitude of a Muslim, and Abu Bakr was a Muslim, an attitude of a Muslim to the ayah which is revealed. That's Iman. We have to teach ourselves that. We cannot, look, the Iman is not a mysterious issue. Some people, when they talk to us about Iman, it may sound as if it's something mysterious. It's something I have to work on it for ages, for years. I die from this world while I am still working on my Iman, but I say, you know, brother, I'm still weak in my Iman, and therefore I still deal with riba, because I'm weak in my Iman. I am weak in my Iman, therefore I still call for democracy and civil state. I'm still weak. We are still weak in Iman. What is going on? That's not Iman. Iman, from the day you get it, the day you get the Iman means what? You get the fact that Allah is your Rabb. You can't have a second opinion about that. The fact that Allah is my God, my Rabb, you cannot have a second opinion of it. You cannot say it is halfway through. I believe that Allah is my Rabb, and all halfway means another one is my Rabb too. I have another Rabb other than Allah Azza wa Jal. That's shirk. That's not Iman. And to work on my Iman means to work on my iman means every time Allah is mentioned, I have to have my heart wajilat qulubuhum. This wajal in my heart, this softness in my heart, this tenderness in my heart, this openness in my heart, this acceptance to the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal immediately. Every time an ayah is revealed, I follow it. That's how I strengthen my iman. Because sometimes they say, oh, you have to strengthen your iman. How do you strengthen your iman? إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. I recite the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every time you get one ayah and you follow that ayah, your iman will be strengthened. But you cannot strengthen your iman by saying, oh, I still want to do riba. I still, my iman is not strong. It will never be strong this way. You still have a girlfriend. You say, oh, my iman is not strong enough to abandon my girlfriend. What is going on? You have to abandon that immediately. That's how your iman gets strong. Your iman gets strong when someone tells you it's haram because Allah says it's haram, then you stop it. When the ayah of the khamr was revealed, when Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ, the khamr and the gambling and the lottery, all of this are rids. These are part of the shaitan work. فَاجْتَنِبُوا, don't come to it. Then the Muslims, when they hear this ayah, they took the khamr and they spilled it and they threw it in the streets of Medina. This is how the iman gets strong. But you can't come and say, oh, you know, brother, oh, ya Rasulullah, my iman is not strong enough, so I want to keep a couple of bottles of wine in my... I can throw 8 bottles, but I still need 2 bottles. My iman is not that strong. That's ridiculous. That's not how the Sahaba strengthened their iman. That's not how Allah Azza wa Jal said. Allah says, when the ayah is revealed, follow that ayah. This is how your iman gets strong. When Allah says, stop the khamr, you stop it. Stop the zina, you stop it. Stop the riba, you stop it. Say the truth, you say the truth. Stand up for the haqq, stand up for the haqq. Stand up for the tyrant, stand up for the tyrant. Make the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal prevail. Make the hukum of Allah prevail immediately. If I come to tell you now, there is an ayah that says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, this is my path, I make da'wah to Allah Azza wa Jal. You say, brother, I never heard this ayah. I said, but now you heard it. It says, Allah says, you have to make da'wah for Allah according to the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to. You cannot say, I am still not as strong as you are. I don't have strong iman. You cannot say, I don't have strong iman. Because this ayah, following it, will make a strong iman. And if you fail to follow it, that means you don't want a strong iman. If you fail to follow the ayah, you fail to follow the hukum of Allah, which is revealed in the ayah, in the hadith, that means you don't want to strengthen your iman. You are a liar about strengthening the iman. You are lying about it. You are not saying the truth. Because Allah says, the way if you want to strengthen the iman, you want your iman to be strong, the only way to do it, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, your heart has to be wide open. First open up your heart, then follow the ayah. Then your iman will be strong. But you cannot say, I'm not going to follow until I strengthen my iman. That's not what Allah says. Because some people, they tell us, oh brother, even about prayers, oh, he's not praying, I don't have strong iman. This woman is not wearing hijab, she doesn't have strong iman. Wait until she has strong iman, then she will have the hijab. Reversing the order of the ayah that Allah Azza wa Jal says. The order, ayah is revealed. You follow, إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا means you take the ayah, you accept it, this makes you stronger in your iman. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّى, those are the real, the true believers. The ones who say otherwise, I want to strengthen my iman first and then I will follow the ayah, that is not الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّى. That's how we do it. That's how we should do it. That's what's the problem of the Muslims today. Majority of the Muslims. They reverse this issue. Look the example in Egypt. They took the government for 1 year. The Muslims, those who got the election. They said, we cannot follow the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal now until the iman is strengthened and the iman becomes stronger in Egypt with the Muslims. That's not right. But it doesn't mean that they should have been thrown as they were by the army. That does not justify that either, of course. But what we are saying is the iman, the correct iman, you have to follow the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then you will see the strength of your iman. Then you will be a strong mu'min. Then you will be the one who deserves the victory from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you deserve all the support from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then nobody can topple you from wherever you are, no matter how small or weak you are.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.